Welcome to Easy Email Marketing. I'm your host, Yael Keown, mum, FIFO wife, MBA, coffee lover, survivor superfan, and creator of The Email Experience. In Easy Email Marketing, you'll benefit from my nearly 20 years experience, where I'll be teaching you all the tips, tricks, and insider info on how to create feel-good, non-spammy experiences for your subscribers. Let's get stuck in. Welcome back to Easy Email Marketing. I'm your host, Yael Keown, and in today's episode, let's talk writing. So this is where many get stuck, thinking that they aren't a good writer. But the truth is, anyone can be a good writer. It just takes time, practice, and a little guidance. The good news? Email is the perfect place to practice your writing because it isn't so public, in quotation marks. It is with your trusted audience. So you can use this space to get better and better. So please don't let the misconception that you are not a good writer stop you from sending emails. But as always, I'm here to help you out and I would love to offer some of my favorite tips. So this is coming from someone who is not technically a writer, but who has written and reviewed tens of thousands of emails. Again, it just comes down to that practice. Now, when you look up, you know, how to write a great email, so much of that content focuses on things like your structure or your subject line or your email design or your calls to action. Well, all those are important. That's not the focus of this episode because I see that so many people struggle with the actual words part itself. And so that is what I'm going to hone in on, how to write the words. And I'm going to give you 15 very practical tips that you can layer in to your writing. Now, if you want to know about design and what you should include in your emails, I talked about this in episode 101, so you can cover that. Or if it's subject lines, I did a whole episode on this in episode 42. So check that one out too if you want more on that. But here, I want to focus on how to actually write the best words you can. So let's get stuck in. First tip is to ask, what is the intention of this email? So do this before you even start writing. What is it that you want your subscriber to do as a result of this email? Or what do you want them to think or feel? We always want to have an action and we always want to start with that end in mind because that should be the goal. If you have more than one thing that you want them to do, that tells me that needs to be two separate emails. So we need to really hone this in. And as soon as you have that single intention and that single focus, it is much easier to write than try to please, you know, more than one person or try to reach more than one goal. So ask what is the intention of this email and then ensure everything leads to that goal. Tip number two, if you are struggling with, you know, just starting to write your emails, write the middle first. Starting with your opening is so tricky. Instead, start with the middle, the meaty part of the content, the stuff you really want to get to, the point of the email, start there, and then you can circle back to the openings and the conclusions, which I will come to later on. Tip number three, this does overlap a little bit with email design, but that is to have short sentences with lots of white space. You know, make sure you're using your bold text. Make sure you aren't rambling on and having 5-6 sentence paragraphs. Keep them brief, make it direct, make it clear, make it easy to scan and read. Tip number four, don't start sentences or paragraphs with I. This is a tip I remember that just got zapped into my brain way back in high school when I learned about how to apply for jobs and write a covering letter. Remember, the focus is on the reader instead of you. And if you scan an email or a cover letter and it says, I am good at this, or I think this, or I just wanted to let you know, that just makes it immediately all about you instead of the reader. So do a scan and look at it. Oh, crap, I've just said the word I like a million times. Don't start sentences with I. In the majority of cases, obviously there's exceptions to all of these rules, but if you're scanning and every single paragraph starts with I, you need to redirect that. Tip number five, benefits instead of features. So I've talked about this a lot throughout all sorts of content. But how do you actually do this? So when you think of benefits and features is like the list of things that are part of your product or your service, you know, X number of sessions, you know, this workbook, etc. Benefits are the reasons why someone wants those things. So there are two ways we can switch a feature to a benefit that I find handy. The first one is the so that technique. So you can have X workbook, so that what? What is the benefit? Or you flip it and have the benefit first. So you go the benefit with the technique. So it's get blank result with this feature. So you don't you can still have your features list, but make sure it is benefits focused by just using either that so that technique or the with technique. Tip number six, keep the tone of your email casual and conversational. It is a rare case where email marketing is used in a professional setting to use professional language. So please just keep it casual. A couple of practical examples of this are to use contractions. So using can't instead of cannot, or use the second person point of view, like you'll love blank instead of our customers love blank. You know, make sure it is just you. And I'll be sharing some, a lot of the other tips I share through this are also ways that keep it casual and conversational. But these are some really big things just to think about. Tip number seven, establish relevancy and connection straight away. So this is coming back to your opening, and it can also influence your subject line and your pre-header text. Basically, we want to give your subscriber a reason to keep reading. So you've written the middle part of your email, you know the point, you know the benefit. So now you can create an opener that leads in to that content. So it's things like, if you want blank, then keep reading. Or ever feel like blank, you know, with a question mark. Sarah wanted blank and she got it. Or I know you're blank, but do you have to be? Or have you heard about blank? Or for a welcome email, it could be like, yes, you've just made a marvelous decision to blank. So we want to establish that relevancy so that they know, okay, is this email for me? Is it going to answer a question I have? Is it intriguing? So wanting to have something in there that leads into the content. So that's a great way to have some openers. Then instead of like, hi, how are you today? You know, kind of thing. So establish that relevancy and connection straight away. Tip number eight is to write in an active voice. So this is going back to my English grammar days, but this is where the subject, so the person, let's call the person Emily in this instance, takes the action instead of the subject receiving the action. So an example of this is Emily nailed that presentation. That is an active voice, and that is much stronger than the passive voice of the presentation was nailed by Emily. It's a very subtle switch, but it makes your content so much stronger. So always try to think about how can we make the subject, so their name, or you will nail that presentation instead of the presentation was nailed by you. You know, you can see that context. So active voice, very, very powerful. And if you've not heard that term before, now you can go ahead and look up active voice in Google and just see some more practical examples for you. Tip number nine, don't use too many intensifiers. I am guilty of this, definitely, and it's something that I need to reflect on. Often, this is something that you'll notice when you do a review. So what's an intensifier? It's words that you add that aren't actually necessary all the time. So things like just, I just wanted you to know, or very, or really, or totally. So those extra intensifiers, they actually sometimes can do the opposite. So sometimes if you say, oh, that was really important, it can sometimes sound weaker than saying that was important. Like, because being more direct sometimes actually comes across as stronger. So if you remove some of those intensifiers, you'll actually find that your copy comes out stronger. Number 10, swap boring or overused adjectives or verbs for something more interesting. So you know the words that you see in the industry all the time, but common ones I see, you know, things like awesome, amazing, boost, improve, or innovative, or level up, or next level. Like, you just see these words all of the time. So instead, find some interesting words or phrases to use instead. And so this is just doing some swaps. So for example, swap easy for something like walk in the park, or effortlessly, or provide with unleash, or spill, or break down. I'll pop a link for a great article I found from WordStream, which lists out a whole pile of power words which you can use to swap for common phrases that you might use in your writing. So that is something that's a really easy swap and just can make you, you know, just things sound more interesting than the common words that people just see every single day. Along those lines, tip number 11 is to add catchphrases and words that you use yourself in everyday life. This is not about you sounding like someone else. We still want you to sound like you. So what are some words and phrases that you use in everyday life that you might not even notice that you use? You might want to ask a couple of friends, or just, you know, start paying attention a little bit as you are talking to see what are words that you say on a day-to-day basis that might be a little bit unique to you. So think about those as some of those things that you will weave into your emails. Okay, so I've given you a lot of little tips about how to make things interesting, but tip number 12 is to beware all of the above. We don't want too much of all this. So we don't want to add adjectives for the sake of adding adjectives, or adding in catchphrases for the sake of adding catchphrases. Too much can make it feel overwhelming. Clarity is the priority over everything else. So we want to make sure we are still clear. We don't want to be using some words that are way too clever that people do not understand. So we still need to have words that are common enough that people will understand them, but we still want to have that interest. So it's this balance. So beware of those. And that leads into tip number 13. Some way that can make this easier is to use bullet points and numbered lists to help hone in on your points, or help, summarize things so that people can still scan it, but you can add those interesting words throughout. Tip number 14 is to use a strong and obvious call to action. So again, this is an exception to the rule. So this is one place you do not need to be clever. You can add a power adjective here if you want to, but again, clarity is important. And when we want to convert someone to shop now, or book now, or to download something, we want to make it easy for them to do that thing. So we don't want to be clever and say, give me instead of shop now. Because people might not be sure. Like, we want to make it really, really obvious their language, what they're used to seeing day to day, to know, okay, that's where I click to go through. So still keep that strong and obvious, you know, put that on a button, have that in colored text with the underline, make sure you have that call to action in there, but make it clear and strong and obvious. And finally, tip number 15 is to add their name and other personalizations throughout the content. So sometimes I see, often we'll see like, hi, first name, and then that's the only personalization throughout. But sometimes it can be interesting to add their name in the actual body of the content as well. And if you have other information from them about how many months it's been since they've purchased from you, or specific products they've purchased, or the services they've booked, or what category they fit in, you can, you know, your e-commerce business or your service-based business, I can weave those things in because I know that information about someone. So you can start to personalize, add in those extra personalizations in there, and that adds relevancy. So let's do a quick recap of that, because I know that was a lot of practical tips and this might be something you revisit again. But quick recap of those 15 tips. One, ask what's the intention of this email and make sure everything leads to that goal. Two, write the middle first. Three, use short sentences with lots of white space. Four, don't start sentences or paragraphs with I. Instead, focus the reader on the reader instead of you. Five, add benefits instead of features using the so that technique or the with technique. Six, keep it casual and conversational by using contractions and using the second person point of view. Seven, establish relevancy and connection straight away in your opening line. Eight, write in an active voice where the subject is taking the action instead of the passive tone of voice. 9, don't use too many intensifiers, like just, very, really, or totally. 10, swap boring adjectives or verbs or overused adjectives or verbs for something more interesting. 11, add catchphrases and words you use in everyday life. 12, don't sacrifice clarity for the above. 13, use bullet points and numbers, numbered lists. 14, use a strong and obvious call to action. You don't need to be clever here. And 15, make sure you add their name and other personalizations throughout the content. Overall though, please don't forget to try to just sound like you. Write like you speak where possible. You know, people can tell if you are trying too hard. So try to weave in your personality, write like you first, and then add in that little bit of flair that makes it a bit interesting. If you want more guidance on this, then I can recommend my course, Engaging Emails. This is where you can write emails your subscribers want to read by understanding what makes a great email, creating open-worthy content, and it gives you practical tactics to increase your opens, clicks, and conversions. You can grab it now at yaokeown.com/engage. Thank you so much for joining me today. I would love to hear from you about what you've enjoyed from this episode or what you want to know more about in future episodes. Please let me know over on Instagram. I'm at yaokeown. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to Easy Email Marketing. It's an absolute honor that you chose to listen. If you love this episode, then it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review so that others can find this podcast and make their email marketing easy too. Finally, make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a thing. Until next time, have an awesome day and make sure to keep showing up and serving in those inboxes.